Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. It's June 20th, just before the summer solstice, although that's when this episode will probably be going up, so, yay. Oh, did you want to say something?
Speaking of which, can you help me understand the summer solstice? People say that the summer solstice is the longest day of the year. But if that was true, wouldn't June 21st be the middle of summer and not the beginning of it? How does that work?
I don't know.
Oh, I see you always know this stuff.
I don't know. To be honest, I can't even remember exactly when each season is. I'm just like, October is fall, I think, right? It's fall? Yeah, I think it's fall. I guess I can look it up. Let's see. Summer. Let's see if we can find what exactly the specific definitions of these are. So when exactly is the beginning or end? The date of the beginning of summer varies according to climate, tradition, and culture. So, according to that, I think, the summer solstice is in the summer solstice is in the middle of summer then. So, I guess that means summer is actually May, June, July, even though most people think of it as June, July, August.
That's weird.
I'm going to guess that June, July, August came about because that's when summer vacation is. So everyone just thinks, oh, that's summer, even though I guess it actually starts before hand.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let me, or at least that's the information that about 20 seconds of research has gotten me. I can just double, check on, this thing. Oh, except this one, let's see. Oh, in England and Wales, oh wait, I'm looking, that's information on the holidays. I don't know. I cannot research on demand, but I think it's the middle of summer, which would then move summer back a month from how we usually think of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, okay. So, sorry, I was still thinking about that whole thing, but let's get back to the actual anime and stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll begin with, the new show, Lupin the Third, Part 5, Episode 1. So, Lupin and the gang are trying to break in and get digital currency by getting, although they still have to get into the physical place first. I was kind of a little confused about how that worked. Is it that you get there and then you transfer it or whatever? I don't know. The point is they're breaking into a place and then they come across this this hacker girl who is also the person who kind of developed the whole thing. So she built a back door. They managed to, I guess, work together to get all the money into Lupin. But then everyone starts finding them when they manage to get away. And they're, managing to get away again and again, but people keep finding them. And then they discover that someone's put a Find Lupin game online, which is then causing all like sorts of regular people that just try to see where he is and then post about it online. And go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
You go first.
Oh, well, this is really funny, but I just realized that Lupin the Third premiered. I just realized that about 30 seconds ago. I forgot about it. For some reason I thought it was coming on after Hunter Hunter was over, and so I'm like, oops. So yeah, I totally forgot to watch it or record it. So I just, as we were speaking here, just added it to my DVR. So I'll begin watching it next week. Sadly, I totally forgot. I mean, it wasn't on purpose at all. I just totally forgot it was this week. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fairness, I thought it was kind of a weak start to the series, but we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, that's the way the last season started. It was like, what's so good about this thing? And then about halfway through, once you got to know all the characters, it became it was a lot like Samurai Champloo in that sense. Samurai Champloo, I was so sick of it. I had even said, I'm not watching this show anymore. And then for some reason I watched it, and then it got better in the second half. So, yeah.
All right. Next is then Hunter Hunter 147.
Okay, so my question to you is, in your 25 picks that you got to make, were you able to correctly predict that Koala was going to give the rant of the century?
Well, I didn't make it 25. I thought you meant that rhetorically.
I'm joking, yeah. I didn't actually mean for you to make a list.
Okay.
I'm just saying that of all characters to deliver this rant that literally lasted half an episode, it was Koala. I mean, it's so random. And then Kite, this character who goes by the name of Kite, it's this red-haired girl with really long, okay, it has really long hair like Kite, but that's the only thing about this character that makes it Kite. Her hair is red, she's a girl, and she tells Koala that he better make up for everything he's done. And it's like, well, you aren't even, like, what did Koala do to you? Koala wasn't the one who shot Kite. I mean, that was Pito. So, I don't understand what his beef with Koala is even about. This makes no sense.
I think I know what Kite's beef is. Kite was annoyed about how long the rant was.
Oh, man. So we get that rant, and then we get Kite angry, and then we get Gon coming in to apologize to a character who goes by the alias of Kite, but really doesn't resemble Kite at all. Doesn't talk like Kite, doesn't act like Kite, doesn't think like Kite, and Gon goes and apologizes, and this Kite character is like, okay, whatever, and that's it. And that was the whole thing. That was it. And then we had a little bit about Gon and Killua saying goodbye to each other because, the last episode is next week, so they kind of say goodbye, and Killua's with his sister now, and Gon is going to the top of the world tree, which, like, only a couple people survive ever getting up to the top. So, who knows? Maybe Gon will die in the final episode. That would be a nice twist. But that's what we have for the episode.
Okay. So, you made me think that the weird rant was going to be the whole episode, but then it was only half of an episode. It was just kind of Yeah, it was just weird. Like, this random character just gives this big backstory introspection thing. And then, you know, Kite is, or this new Kite or whatever. It's kind of, did it explain whether a new Kite actually has the memories of old Kite or not? I don't think it really explained that. I mean, she refers to herself as Kite, but is that just like a latent memory, or is there anything else remembered? Like a bunch of the Chimera?
I've no clue, so yeah.
Okay. What was I saying? Yeah, there was that, and then there was all, and the weirdest thing is, it's just like, I'm also just wondering, okay, so what was the point of that? Why did we need to have all that stuff? Because, okay, the anime is ending like super soon, obviously, but the manga did continue somewhat. It's currently on hiatus again, but I like looked up at the wiki, like, no, Koala does not show up again, like, in the next arc. Now, maybe he will eventually, but he hasn't yet. So what was the need to do all this for a character you weren't going to do anything with, at least for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a mind-boggling episode. I really don't understand almost any of that stuff in the first half of it. And then, I mean, the only thing that really made any sense was going off to visit his dad. Other than that, this episode was just nonsense.
Yeah. So, let's see. Was there anything else I wanted to say? No, I think that was pretty much it. All right. Well, we're done with the tsunami stuff because we're not really covering that much of it anymore. So, you know, to save ourselves some time, which was like a very good thing this week because I wasn't a no. No, I'm thinking of last week. It was very good because I didn't have to watch to catch up on as much stuff when I didn't watch Toonami because I wasn't able to watch Toonami. But yeah, so we got that, and then we'll move on to the other stuff. Ice Shield 21, episode 134.
Yeah, so ICO 21 is the only episode of the week that I didn't have any big questions about. It was just pretty straightforward. Ojo goes down and scores a touchdown, and the Daemon team can't stop him. But then they go for the extra point, and Kurita's like, "Hey, I better do something for once." So he summons up all his strength and blocks the extra point, which seems like it's going to be important. It's now 6-3, so now it'll take a field goal to tie, but there's a lot of game left, so who knows if that will be how it goes down. But it's 6-3 in favor of Ojo. And it's kind of like a chess game where everyone's trying to guess what the other team is going to do. And yeah, so that's the episode.
Okay, yeah, it was, I guess, decent enough. I just don't really have much to say about it. Okay, let's see. After that, we have, right, World Trigger, episode 30. So, let's see. I'm just trying to remember exactly where this episode started. Oh, yeah, so the bad guys now have sent a bunch of those like giant neighbor monsters because, you know, again, they're just trying to grab Chika because of her high power Treon levels and the other ones. Let's see. Oh yeah, but then some other guys show up and they're able to kind of go against them. And Osamu's able to use to like sort of transfer Chika's power to himself in order to send out some like giant asteroid things and actually destroy two of the things. But then the guy, the sort of enemy commander who this decides, oh man, I'm tired of just sitting here. I'd better actually do something. Mm-hmm. So then he like shows up with his own trigger, which is able to just make all these sort of translucent animals appear. But like a lot of them, like a gazillion like fish and stuff are just floating around him. And he's able to like, and the problem is if they hit people, it starts to do that sort of liquefy thing to them. And if enough hit you, then it turns you into one of those Trion cubes.
Mm-hmm. And that means that Chica got turned into a cube?
Yeah, she got... Technically, it's not shown that until the next episode, but I guess, but it's like shown right at the start, so I might as well say, yeah, she got hit with a bunch of that stuff, so she's gone. Well, actually, screw that. The on the next episode basically tells you that, so.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So it told me that, so that was like, wait a minute, what? So, yeah, that's kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, there's also Yuma having a bit more of his fight against Visa. Actually, I did like one part, this one exchange, where Visa mentions, like, I can't spend too long fighting you, or else the baby birds will get away. You know, to indicate that, oh, I need to go and stop them. The problem for him is that Yuma has the ability to detect lies, is able to determine he's bluffing, and then, he's actually making that up and sends Replica over to try to help out Osamu and the others.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was a fairly entertaining episode.
Yeah, I did too. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't have much to say, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, again, kind of a bit straightforward to discuss about. I did think Hyrene's power was kind of cool. The way, it's not just like fish, there's all these different animals. Like, he manages to get one guy by just having a bunch of, like, lizards crawl across the ground to hit his legs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it gets referred to this in the anime, but I know in the manga there's this part where one of the good guys just refers to him as Mr. Discovery Channel.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. I decided to watch this one on my computer and not on the PS4, so again I got the really funny subtitles at the beginning where like all the everything is said in the passive voice. Like that sentence I just said was in the passive voice. And so everything sounds funny whenever you read it. And it's totally different subtitles than it is on the PS4. And I can't figure out why that is.
Yeah. I mean, and the weirdest thing is it's really only the recap where that's the case. Like in the main episodes, the subtitles are fine for the most part. Like in the recap, even when it's discussing what happened, it refers to all the stuff in the present tense, which sounds like weird because it's a recap. So you would say like Osamu ran here, they did this, but in this one it's saying Osamu runs, they do this, you know, like all present tense, and it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thankfully that's just in the recap stuff. Oh, and I just wanted to finish that Mystery Discovery Channel. I think originally it referred, in the Japanese, it referred to some like Japanese station. So to keep it for the English translation, they just swapped that to Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, good episode. Move to... Oh, I'm sorry. I did want to make a quick mention of the Toonami shows. I wanted to mention I liked Attack on Titan again, but I just wanted to mention that I really actually liked Irvin's kind of motivating speech there. I thought that was really well done. It's like, if someone was telling me, hey, you should go do this thing that will almost certainly get you killed, well, I might actually sign up if I got a speech that motivating. Okay, sorry about that. Back to the other stuff. Steins Gate, episode 18. Okabe is still trying to undo all, like, the D-mail stuff, because that would save Mayuri. Although, yeah, because we need to, yeah. So the next one is he's trying to undo Luca's one. You know, because in this timeline, Luca's a girl, but before she was a guy. And then there's all this, like, just weird. So then to be able to manage to do that, he kind of goes on this date thing with her and then manages. And then after all that stuff, manages to get the number and reset things. And, you know, it was actually weird. It was... Did Luca get reverted back to a guy? I mean, that's the implication, but he does nothing to actually verify it. This episode was just confusing to me because, so he's like, oh, you have to go to being a guy. And I'm thinking, but wait, shouldn't Luca already be back to being a guy? Because remember, Luca's gender got swapped after they had, I can't remember her name, the person that they focus on in the previous episode, her thing back. When that happened, it swapped Luca's gender. So they undid that. Shouldn't that already be undone? What's the need? Why would, and when we're undoing the D-mail that they sent to Luca's mother, that did not have an effect originally. So, but this time it does switch back. I don't get it. I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'm confused on why this episode even happened, because it doesn't really add much to the plot at all. All it was basically about was basically, okay, Luca is a, I don't even know how to say it right, but she wants to go on this date with Kiyoma, so basically makes up a problem just so they can have Luca and Kiyoma go on a date together and have Kurisu watch the whole time just for a few cheap laughs. And I just felt like this is stupid. Like, This doesn't really make any, it just doesn't add to the show at all. It just seemed like, okay, we're going to make a statement here about, you know, you shouldn't care what gender. And it's like, okay, I understand that. But why did this episode have to come right here whenever the plot was starting to get exciting? So this episode, I just felt, was a waste of time, you know?
Yeah, well, I was actually kind of curious. So I looked up a little a bit. Now, this anime, as I think you know, was based on a sort of video game, mm-hmm. sort of a light novel. Well, apparently in the video game, I don't know... Luca gets the choice as whether to send the D-mail or not. And if she doesn't, then Mayuri still dies at some point, but then she ends up with Okabe. Like, you know, actually, it's apparently actually a bit of a romance game where you can end up with a bunch of the different girls. So there's that. So that was just a sort of adaption of this thing, except since, you know, you have to choose one route to go, okay, they change it back to try to save Mayuri. But I don't know. Yeah, it did, the whole thing did seem kind of weird, especially because all those things I mentioned, it's just like, but then why, if they undid the one that actually did shift Luca's gender, why would undoing the one that didn't shift it suddenly do it back? The whole thing was very confusing to me.
Yeah, it was. I agree.
Okay. So, yeah, okay, that was Steins Gate episode 18. Kind of mediocre, and, yeah, not really a plot thing, and I don't know, I can't even really say it was much of a character building, thing even, because the whole thing just kind of gets, taken out, and and such. Like, maybe it worked better in the video game with multiple endings or whatever, but...
Yeah.
All right. That's all the anime stuff. I don't know. Want to talk Amazing Race again?
Yeah, sure. So, this episode was another good one, and, yeah, we've become big fans of the show in our house. We only watched it because Survivor people are going to be on it, and now we like it more than we like Survivor, so we'll definitely still be watching it next season. So they basically have a choice of two things to do. They can either yank a rope with a cow on the end of it and try to get it to the top of a tower, or they can do a pole vault and carry some eggs across a thing where they have to, like, pole vault across a stream, which I didn't quite understand how that worked, because it was like, it looked like they didn't make it across, but it would, they would still be allowed to go. So I couldn't understand.
I think you just, like, maybe had to touch the other side or
I see. Whatever. Yeah. So basically, there's a double U-turn, which we didn't, since we never saw the show before, we didn't even understand what that meant. But we figured it out pretty fast that the first two teams that got there had the choice of double U-turning, and they both decided not to because they don't want to get anyone mad at them. So there's some strategy going on there. Then the third team was the Afghanimals team, and they chose to... U-turn. They didn't have much choice. They had to pretty much U-turn Nicole and Victor, who were the last team from Big Brother left standing, and they got there, and then they gave the other U-turn to Team Fun. So Team Fun got messed up, and they made a lot of mistakes. They got lost, and then they cracked an egg, and they fell way behind and ended up getting eliminated.
Yeah, when they pole vaulted over the thing and just kept going, I was thinking, well, shouldn't you check the eggs to be sure? Because if the eggs are going to break, that's a point where they're most likely to break. And then they get there and find a thing, and then they're like, wow, that was really stupid of us.
That's a mistake I would make.
Yeah, the problem I had with this episode was that I was able, as soon as it was, like, obvious it was between Nicole and Victor, and then, as you mentioned, Team Fun, Becca and Floyd, I was like, okay, Team Fun is going to get eliminated. Because you look at the interviews, the things that they give after the leg, and you can see that everyone, all of them are, like, all four of them are just kind of like all smiles and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I can see Team Fun being cheerful after losing. I don't see Nicole and Victor being like that. So I'm pretty sure they survived talking like that. So that kind of gave it away to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't picked up on that kind of stuff yet. So it's,
I don't think I ever have before. Like, this was the first episode where I just kind of noticed that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, there, Nicole, you know, Nicole, who usually is kind of who's often kind of a complainer, is like all you know, cheerful and laughing about this thing they messed up on. I'm thinking, I don't see that as happening if they lost because of that.
Yeah.
So that's the Amazing Race, and we gotta have another. Next week is the 2-hour season finale.
Yeah, it's sad that it's ending so soon, but it had to air earlier because of the utter and complete failure of the Tim Tebow show. I forget what it was called, Million Dollar Mile, I think. It was like a ripoff of American Ninja Warrior, and they yanked it after only two episodes. Then they moved it to Saturday. It aired another two episodes, and then it was doing so bad, they just took it off the air completely with six episodes unaired. So that has to be one of the biggest failures of the year. That's so.
Yeah, honestly, I don't like, you know, I mean, I never watched it, so it doesn't matter to me, but I've always disliked it when they just, well, maybe they'll do what they call the summer burn off. They just like stick it some random place during summer to air them. Cause I always like kind of feel like, you know, put the episode somewhere so that the people who were interested in it can at least watch those.
Yeah. Well, it's now possible with internet, you know, access. So that is at least improved, but yeah, like, remember CBS had this so-called Pirate Master at one point, and it was like Survivor, but with pirates, and it made it, like, a good way through the season, and then all of a sudden they just canceled it and yanked the show off the air, like, with very little episodes left, so you never got to find out who won. And I think they eventually put those up online, but that was back in the dial-up internet era. So viewing things online was really difficult back then. At least for me it was, because we had dial-up internet, so we couldn't watch any videos. So
yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. It's actually, it looks like they started putting it online, like, right afterwards. Like, they aired an episode July 17th, then the next one went online July 24th, and they just kept releasing them weekly online back in 2007. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's nice, yep, they did that. I've seen, there's been shows that, like, they just got rid of, and then they didn't, like, even put it online or anywhere. Like, there's the show, I can't remember. It was something about, it was, like, something on Fox that somehow involved past lives or something, and so it aired like two episodes and then it got canceled, and then I don't think they ever put the remaining episodes on line or anything. I mean, there were apparently they aired three episodes, it was canceled and pulled it off, then they started doing a sort of summer burn off with two more episodes. And then it just stopped with the remaining two episodes, like, never being released anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always just kind of, you know, because I'm sure that it was probably, like, not many people were that interested. And I don't even know if it, like, had a real conclusion to it. But I just kind of feel like, you know, just put them somewhere so that people can look at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts on that sort of thing. So Million Dollar Mile, they haven't done anything with the remaining six episodes yet. Maybe they'll put it online. Maybe they'll burn it off during the summer. Maybe they'll do nothing. I just kind of hope they put it somewhere for, like, the people who were watching it.
Yeah.
They did that for, did you ever see, there's a show called, My Big Fat Obnoxious Boss, which basically was this reality show that was just a parody of The Apprentice, where these guys were, you know, trying to, like, get a job with this guy who supposedly was super rich, but he was actually just but he was about as rich as Joe Millionaire in reality. So they ended up, so the whole thing was just kind of a joke on them, where they had to do all these really, like, silly tasks and stuff, like trying to sell people products that don't actually work. And so, like I said, it was basically a spoof on The Apprentice, but it didn't really do that well. So it kind of went off, and then I think eventually they put the remaining episodes online or something. But they did something with it, at least. Actually, this part was kind of funny. So they had like this thing where the guy who supposedly was, you know, sort of firing the people, the guy, the fake one who's, by the way, whose name was actually an anagram of like Donald Trump, I think. It wasn't a complete anagram, but it was something similar to that. But anyway, so he would like always just go back to ask some like secret person, okay, of the remaining two people, who am I firing? And then apparently, I didn't see it, apparently the person who actually was deciding who was firing was a monkey who would just spin a wheel to randomly decide it. This honestly does sound... I watched like a few episodes. I think my siblings were more into it, but it was kind of funny. Although at the same time, I guess it was kind of mean to, you know, be doing that to all those people. I mean, the winners did get actual money at the end. So,
it sounds a lot like The Actual Apprentice, which where people got fired on utter whims of you know who. So and that's a funny thing is that way back in 2004 I wrote this story for Lemmy's Land called Bowser's Apprentice, and the Bowser was one of those characters who I made into a caricature. And I made him into a caricature of Donald Trump. So basically, I was like 12 years early on making fun of Donald Trump way before anyone on SNL or anyone else did it. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was actually, I think even before that, there was this older comic strip called like Bloom County. So there's this one character in it named like Bill the Cat, who just like kept, you know, dying as like some sort of joke. Actually, there's a part where he plea bargains for the death penalty. That part was kind of weird. But anyway, so towards the end of the strip, what happens is, and this was like back in, like the late 1980s, just to be, clear. There's this part where Donald Trump apparently like gets killed, so they transplant his brain into the cat's body. So he's just in Bill the Cat's body, and then like it kind of goes on that for a while. But then what happens at the end of the series is that he decides to buy out the whole strip and rename it Trump the Strip, and and then everyone just kind of gets fired and moves on to other strips, and that's the end of the series. Yeah, it was a kind of funny comic from what I remember, like, reading it later. Anyway, so, so, yet again, we get distracted talking about everything but anime, it seems.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. I don't think we know what's coming next on Toonami. So,
what about that new Gundam show?
That's what I was trying to figure out, because I was looking at this like thread where someone says, "So what's coming next?" And everyone's like saying, "We don't know yet." So, Sorry. The person was asking about after Hunter Hunter. I goofed up. Gundam Origins is after Hunter Hunter, but and the question was, we don't know what's coming after Promised Neverland and Sword Art Online, because they'll be like finishing soon also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it was Gundam. I need to read these things better.
So what is this Gundam thing? I don't have any interest of watching it, but I might as well ask what it is.
I don't know anything about Gundam Origin either, really. Let me see. Mobile Suit Gundam, The Origin. Let's see. It looks like it's a... it looks like it's a retelling of the original 1979 Mobile Suit Gundam series. Like, that was... Mobile Suit Gundam, that was the very first of all of this stuff back in 1979. It looks like this one is essentially like a retelling of it, like a reboot, if you will. Although, like, although most of the things take place in different universes, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I might check it out because, I don't know, I do remember liking Gundam Wing when it aired, and at least mostly liking Gundam Seed, but everything I've seen since then I've been pretty bored by.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh! I'm sorry, I meant to say this back when we were talking about The Amazing Race. I found this up. I found it funny. When the people were on the bicycles, you actually had someone saying, pedal faster, pedal faster.
Yeah. I remember that. I was like, no one's going to get that joke if I say that. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, well, no, when I first saw the bikes, I was thinking, okay, I got to make a joke about it. Like, say, oh, the people needed to pedal faster. But then later on in the episode, someone actually said it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, anything? Yeah, I think that was everything that I had to say then. All right. So you can see our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com, and we'll try to be back next week.